This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it's already Friday, the 10th of October, 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We've got Frank Whalen from Arkansas, a talk show host, to talk about the state law where if your child is even a pound overweight, they'll take measurements, physicals. Your child has a year to lose the weight or CPS will be involved. It is a criminal matter. They're talking about the labor camps, make the children stay after school for 3 or 4 hours and exercise along with, quote, other classes. This is a national slash global model, any way to get involved in your life and control you. Also, they're there in Fayetteville, where he's based in Arkansas, handing out tattletale cards. Did you see somebody speed? Did you see somebody throw a cigarette butt out? Report them. Fill out their driver's license or their tags and get the make and model of their car. So we'll be talking about the police state coming up here in about 30 minutes. First, I'll cover all the news. Then in the second hour, we have Frank Morales, who's an expert on the New World Order and the police state, and I mean an expert. He tied me for second place, one of the only dual awards they gave there at the Project Censored Awards in California last weekend. He tied for his analysis of the Patriot Act, and he's really up on Posse Comitatus and all the developments in Garden Plot. He has the original copy, the unclassified copy. Don't ask how he got it. Of Garden Plot, and he'll be joining us in the second hour of this global transmission today. Of course, I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. Yesterday, I read the mainstream news articles about NORAD working with NATO in a mock takeover of the U.S. 2 days ago. A story I missed was in the Denver Post. Headline, Colorado Springs. And it says, next time NATO officials say they're doing a lockdown, the folks in the luxury Broadmoor neighborhood will take them seriously, very seriously. And when NATO workers turned on security on the eve of the FEMA takeover drill with NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, people couldn't get in their houses. If they had electronic locks, the garage doors wouldn't open. This says 600-plus calls. Now it turns out it was thousands of calls. A lot of different things went out. We're now hearing that some of the red lights went out, all different types of avionics and aircraft. Just, you live in Colorado Springs. We're on the radio in Colorado Springs, part of the Colorado Radio Network. Would you like to call me? We'll go to your call early in this hour. Tell me what really happened in Colorado Springs. 1-800-259-9231. And how does this tie in with the power outages globally? Yesterday in Athens, 1-800-259-9231. U.S. hawks warn Iran threat must be eliminated. They're calling for an invasion now of Syria and Iran. Looks like Israel's going to go ahead and do it. Israeli forces battle gunmen in refugee camp on Gaza-Egypt border. Top Taliban leader freed by U.S., say his relatives, London Telegraph. Bars tap high-tech technology to track troublemakers. You've got to have your national ID card and be properly scanned to get in. They're also starting DNA testing at some of the bars to get in. NASA successfully flies first laser-powered aircraft. Red Cross criticizes indefinite detention in Guantanamo Bay. Arafat's illness, Time magazine saying it's stomach cancer. Funny. Israel says a month ago they're going to kill him. Suddenly he's fighting for his life. Of course, he is old. Who knows what's really going on? Also, a bunch of editorials from the Washington Post, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, you name it. Drop the bar to presidency, some say, for Arnold Schwarzenegger. Let immigrants run. The establishment wants him for president, obviously, in 08, folks. This is very, very serious. Also, state to link up private databases. This is more on the Matrix system. Look, it's a big, big show with two absolutely amazing guests. You'll want to stay with us. We'll launch straight into the news and your calls and then guests when we get back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. I do this show live, and of course, back from 9 to midnight. A lot of news, several great guests, Frank Whalen, talk show host in Fayetteville, Arkansas, where Walmart's based. Broken a lot of big news stories about the RFID, gotten a lot of internal documents out of there, a lot of classified stuff with the FBI involved with them. Well, now, a few weeks ago, you probably heard they have the state law going into effect that if a child's 1 pound overweight, every child is listed and given physicals by the government, federally funded. If you're 1 pound overweight, then if you don't lose the weight in a year, 1 pound, 100 pounds, they send CPS after you. There's talk of making the children stay after school and work out under the school's control. It's taking control of your life. Of course, they're the ones putting the candy bar and soft drink machines in where the children gobble each break off the trash. Those won't be taken out of the school. Neither will the Ritalin, the Prozac, or any of the other trash. This is all about control. He's coming up to talk about that and also tattletale cards that are being handed out around the city to report on basically any type of activity to be secret police for the government. Then we've got Frank Morales, who's an incredible police state researcher, best-selling author, New World Order expert. He tied for second place with myself for the analysis of the Patriot Act, too, and he was there receiving an award, and I was just stunned by his knowledge. I'd read some of his articles in the past. Stunned by his knowledge there in California. He lives in New York, And he is a he's an Episcopal priest who's decided to be homeless, but does have an office. He, very interesting fellow. I was really impressed with him. So he's joining us in the second hour. You do not want to miss that. Now, there's a bunch of news I want to get into right now, but I do want to put the call out to the listeners. If you live in Colorado Springs area, we know we have a transmitter, part of the Colorado Radio Network. We're also on the American Freedom News right there, another great network that's got an affiliate right there in Colorado. I know we cover the entire state. I mean, we cover about 85% of the state of Colorado. We have a transmitter in Colorado Springs. So I'd like to hear from you about this. Now, yesterday, and again, this is how the news is compartmentalized. I read an article, several articles. One was AP, one was out of Australia, out of the Australian newspaper, and it was talking about NATO did a drill 2 days ago of taking over the United States of America. It was classified. The media was not allowed in. Everyone had to sign non-disclosure agreements. They had European generals, Eastern Bloc generals. Everybody who's part of NATO now was there, and they are admitting this was for the takeover of a country. And they practiced taking us over through NORTHCOM and FEMA. We've talked about how FEMA and the North American Command sit above the military now and tie directly into the National Security Council and FEMA. And above that is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, founded in the late 1940s and chaired in a private corporation. And with all this happening, guess what they did in preparation? Now, this came out in the Denver Post yesterday. We just now found it this morning. Frank Whalen actually pointed it out to me. It's being posted on Infowars.com right now. I guess we should post it with the other articles, the AP and the Australian article about the NATO takeover. It's tied together. It's very interesting. If you heard about this, give me a call. Or if you experienced this, 1-800-259-9231. Next time, now this is out of the Denver Post, okay? Article published Thursday, October 9, 2003, and airwave glitch hits Springs area. Garage door openers jammed, hundreds say. Colorado Springs. Next time NATO officials say they're doing a lockdown, the folks in the luxury Broadmoor neighborhood will take them seriously, very seriously. Last week, NATO workers erected security and communications towers in the area in advance of this week's defense ministers' conference. By 9 a.m. Friday morning, all 10 lines in overhead door company of Colorado Springs were lit up with calls from the Broadmoor and nearby town of security complaining that their garage door openers had jammed. More than 400 calls, and another article here says 600 calls, from frantic, frustrated, and flustered residents came on the day alone. They haven't stopped since, and the company's receptionist, Tina Oatkin, you have another AP article, says 600 now. They say it hasn't stopped since, and the AP's from last night, so if it hasn't stopped, I don't know what the number is now. And coincidence? Oatkin says her boss doesn't think so. With over 600-plus calls, it's hard to believe that it can be anything but NATO, the company said. Garage door transmitters work on radio frequencies. NATO also needs radio frequencies, but insists it isn't poaching off the frequencies that signal remote-control garage door openers. We've double-checked our system, and there's no technical reason that we should be causing the problems, said Army Lieutenant Colonel Gary Keek, a Pentagon spokesman. And it goes on to say that people couldn't get in their houses if they had electronic key access. Keek apologized if anyone was inconvenienced, but said the additional security for everyone in the Broadmoor and not just those attending the meeting. Oatkin said some of her customers were even locked out of their houses because their computer keypads jammed. Other residents, like Debbie DeYoung, have suffered only intermittent problems. Oh, I thought maybe it was the battery, DeYoung said when she learned that many of her neighbors were struggling with their garage door openers. My garage door has been wild. DeYoung isn't alone. A nearby Radio Shack sold out of 12-volt batteries, which are often used for garage door openers. Friday morning, a new shipment sold out in 90 minutes. And now we're getting reports that airplane avionics had problems. We're getting comments that cell phones were messing up. We're getting, you're in Colorado Springs. What's really going on? Let's go directly to people in Colorado Springs. 1-800-259-9231. wine. Now, because I know we're on in Colorado Springs, and I'd like to hear directly from the folks there, 1-800-259-9231. Now, 3 weeks ago, the BBC reported that there were troops from France, Czechoslovakia, troops from the Ukraine by the thousands all over northern Scotland in extremely rural areas, very genteel folks, pulling families, women, children crying, it said, several stories in the Scotsman and the BBC, pulling children crying out of vehicles, women slamming them around, and the government said, oh, it's just a drill, never mind that. And we've had the same type of garbage go on here. Whenever they're having urban warfare training in a town, not just will they lease a building and blow it up in front of everyone unannounced, also garage doors will jam, cars won't start. They're testing all kinds of weird stuff, folks. They admit they got EMP bombs, you name it. I don't know, I don't think this is an EMP bomb in Colorado Springs, but it's obviously frequency jamming on a very, very wide spectrum. If it's jamming keys and cell phones and garage door openers and aircraft are acting strangely and they got weird towers up that NATO, you heard them, NATO, at one of our most key security nuclear installations for NORAD and for tracking the skies and commanding and controlling the military forces. NORTHCOM is based in these bases, and not just in Colorado Springs, but in other areas around Colorado, and to have NATO. Notice how we just passed over that. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization putting up towers, running security, and again, this article doesn't mention, and I've been looking at the Colorado articles and the AP articles, they don't mention what the Australian paper mentions. Well, one AP article does mention it, but the other AP articles and Reuters articles don't mention it, that this is a NATO takeover drills. I'll reread that story today. It's on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and yesterday's news. Just go to the little calendar there and click on that date. That'd be the 9th of October. Today's the 10th. So, you're in Colorado. You got friends and family in Colorado Springs. They told you what happened. Or better yet, you're in Colorado Springs. I'll go to your call in the next segment. 1-800-259-9231. What did you see? What happened? What is your local news saying? A lot of times local news will be different than national news. Of course, it was also in your Colorado Springs TV last year that on Christmas they were going to be taking blood on the side of the road, not just breathalyzers. We had it. We had it out of other newspapers there in Arizona where the police announced we're going to be taking blood. Imagine the cops pulling you over and saying, randomly at a checkpoint, we're going to take your blood now. So this is the type of bizarre stuff. And they've got the Army now involved in these different operations. Army involved in security. Army involved in law enforcement. And they're openly on the news saying we're getting rid of Posse Comitatus. And Frank J. Morales will be talking about that in the next hour. Now, I know we got a lot of callers calling in about this subject. And it will get to you. But I'd like to hear specifically from folks in Colorado and even better in Colorado Springs. So here's the number one more time. In case you never called in, you just listened. Dial it right now on your cell phone. Call me. Tell me what happened. 1-800-259-9231. Give us a report there from Colorado Springs, Colorado. We're going to come back, take calls on this subject. Then I'll get into U.S. hawks warn Iran threat must be eliminated. Israel's forces battle gunmen in refugee camp on Gaza's Egypt border. About to be World War III, folks. We're about to go into Syria, about to go into Iran. Our government's putting in the sanctions, talking about war. A top Taliban leader freed by U.S., say his relatives, London Telegraph, just hundreds of those articles. Here's the latest in a long string of them. Now in England to get into bars, they do a DNA swab test to see if you're, quote, on drugs, guilty to prove innocent. Here's one out of Canada. Bars tap high-tech technology to track troublemakers. NASA successfully flies first laser-powered aircraft. Red Cross criticizes indefinite detention in Guantanamo Bay. Arafat's illness, has he had a slow kill hit put on him? A bunch of editorials from liberal publications praising Schwarzenegger, calling for him to be president and calling to get rid of the 22nd Amendment, as we told you they would. It's absolutely amazing. This is just some of what is coming up here on the big show. And believe me, I haven't even scratched the surface. Just a gigantic show. lined up for you with Frank Whalen and Frank Morales and your calls. We'll be right back. Be sure and visit the websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-709 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, here's the deal. We got loaded phones from Colorado, so I'm going to go straight to the calls. We'll get to Nathan in Iowa and others. Let's talk to Henry in Colorado. Where are you calling us from in Colorado, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you for all that you do. I'm calling you from Colorado Springs. I'm happy we can get you all over Colorado. What can we do to get you for the full 3 hours?
Well, that's up to the fine stations that carry us. I know they carry 2 hours there. Sir, what exactly happened yesterday? Now, the big story is that NATO's running security and put up towers, and they got foreign troops there, and they admit in the foreign press it's a takeover drill of the U.S. Are they admitting this to you on your local news?
I didn't experience anything. I went to the protest for the 3 days, and what I did experience was a very peaceful protest, people with their banners and signs. And there was five people that were arrested, but I didn't see anything. I actually saw one man where the police told everybody to move to one, excuse me, not the police, but the press told them to move to one corner. So you had a gathering of people.
So the press is law enforcement now.
They actually told this man to move to one corner so they can get them all on the camera. And this gentleman, due to the amount of people, he actually just stepped foot off the curb, and he was arrested for trespassing.
Okay, now, what are people saying about all the weird stuff with electronics in the town?
Well, the only thing I experienced was I had a walkabout radio with me, and I wasn't getting no transmission at all, and I was standing right outside Broadmoor.
And imagine as they get us more into this cashless society, they're talking about retina scanning to get in your house and all this. Imagine the control that gives them.
Well, there's been a lot of TV interference since NATO was here.
Okay, thank you for the call, sir. Really appreciate it. Call back anytime. Let's talk to Carson in Colorado. Carson, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. God bless you, Alex. Steve Carson, listen, I also was up there, but I worked as a stagehand, and so I was able to get backstage during a lot of the prepping. One of the most important things, the three items I'd like to touch upon with you, sir. One, in all of the text in these displays of propaganda that they ran out, particularly the new prospective members of NATO, in the middle of the text, they're capitalizing the word alliance, and they don't refer to themselves as NATO. It is capital A, the alliance.
Well, yeah, they've said that, sir, they've said that NATO's going to be the new global force and is shifting its gears, and now they've had NATO aircraft, AWACS, F-16s in our skies. They've signed the deals to bring in Mexican, Canadian, Czech troops to America.
Yes, sir. The other point is that the Catholic Church up there was shut down completely, and NATO security used their grounds as a staging. And that was the nest of NATO security, was on the grounds of the Catholic Church.
As if our military couldn't provide security. Now, the Denver Post talks about large antenna farms, transmitters being put up. Did you see that?
I've got one right above my cabin. I don't live in Colorado Springs, but there's a brand new military array directly over my cabin. Now, the other my third point, sir, and I'll let you go get to your other fine callers. What was very interesting that at one of the major checkpoints for traffic that ordinarily would transit that residential area, on at least one occasion, myself and a photographer tried to engage air policemen. These were Air Force officers who were manning the checkpoint without the presence of any civilian authority.
And is this off the base?
This is on public streets, sir.
Unbelievable. Totally criminal, violating federal law. They have not gotten rid of posse comitatus yet, and this is outrageous.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, and a death to the New World Order.
Sir, can you get me some video or photos of that?
I will try my best, sir. I've got still photos, and we had no video capability.
Email them to me, and I'll put them on the website.
Yes, sir.
Tips@Infowars.com. Unbelievable. You're hearing it from the folks on the ground in Colorado Springs. Bob in Colorado. Where are you calling from in Colorado?
I'm calling from Security, Colorado.
Okay, right outside all this.
Yeah,
go
one of
ahead.
The areas you mentioned were affected by the electronics.
Yes, what happened?
Yeah, I experienced the garage door phenomenon, and the garage door wouldn't work from the street coming into the driveways. And then this is just a small subdivision, just a mile or so, maybe 2 miles from the Broadmoor Hotel.
Did you see
and,
troops?
You had to get right up to the garage door in order to get the radio controller to work, the garage door. So I just turned it off after all this was going on. This is like the first day they were setting up and cordoning off the Broadmoor area, a couple blocks around the Broadmoor. They were setting up the concrete.
Now, the last caller said they had Air Force troops off the base with no civilian law enforcement running things.
Yeah, some
that's
of the,
martial
the,
law, ladies and gentlemen. That's martial law.
Yeah, some of the local TV stations were reporting they had to have special badges to be inside the controlled zone there, and it looked like they had some concrete barriers and some heavy equipment with signs hanging from it.
And this is in the town, not in the base.
This is actually off base. There's a
stay there. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, John Statmiller here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
Oh, my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I book any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
All right, for folks that just joined us, yesterday I read an AP and a Australian, it's the name of the newspaper, story where NATO admitted that they had a takeover drill of the United States or, quote, other countries yesterday. It remains classified. NATO came in, put up their own security, their own control towers. It manipulated cell phones, garage door openers. We're getting reports of walkie-talkies. We're getting reports of airplanes, avionics. We're getting all different keypad entries into homes. A lot of different systems having problems. But the local news didn't mention what the international news mentioned of the NATO takeover drill. NATO now to be the global army for the New World Order. Very, very, very serious. And now we're hearing about troops off the base without police running checkpoints, searching people, and all this other un-American violation of posse comitatus. And we've got an expert in the next hour coming on to talk about that. He's an expert on posse comitatus and the police state, and it's going to be very, very important with Frank Morales. I know that we've got Bob and Tammy and Nathan and many others that are holding who are in Colorado responding to the situation as it develops. But the big news story here isn't the electronic problems. It's that they got towers up that are causing it and that NATO is running the security and running the town. for this NATO takeover drill. It's not a summit. It's a takeover drill. That's what NATO says to the foreign press and says to our media, obviously, but they don't report on it. Let's bring Frank Whalen up from AMX, number one talk show there in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and surrounding towns, who talks about the New World Order every single day. And, Frank, we're about to go right back to these calls. You're the one, when I, on your show, mentioned the Australian newspaper articles and the AP article about the takeover drill of America by NATO over NORTHCOM. This is martial law, folks. Read what NORTHCOM does in the Homeland Security package of last year. And then you mentioned, hey, Alex, have you seen the Denver Post? And that brought up the electronic problems. You emailed me that. It's now on Infowars.com. Frank, what's your, tell us about yourself and your whole take on this.
It's incredible, Alex. And once again, honored to be here. I appreciate that. And obviously, I'm glad you got this story because the resources at your disposal, the amount of people that you can interact with, you can get those firsthand reports, and it's fantastic. It's necessary that you have that information. But I think it's very interesting. It's not much of a drill when they're running checkpoints and actually admitting that it's a takeover. It's very suspicious, and all this electronic disturbance that we're seeing, again, you have to wonder.
We see the compartmentalization of the news. I'm looking at AP from last night. I'm looking at Denver Post from yesterday. I'm looking at Denver Post today. Not a word that this is a NATO takeover drill, but then NATO spokesman with his name behind it in the Australian paper says, yeah, it's a takeover drill. Folks, martial law.
It's an insult to our intelligence to think that we will sit here and endure these things and take our local media, take them at their face value of their word without doing the research.
And I wish they put NATO on our border, but that isn't going to happen.
Absolutely.
No. It's going to be right in the heartland, letting you know who's boss. Let's go back to the calls real quick. Let's talk to Bob in Colorado, then Tammy in Colorado. Bob, you were saying you saw the checkpoints off base. The other caller said they were threatening to arrest people. No police with them. That's a violation of federal law. We've had retired JAG officers on. They're trying. They've got a bill right now by Senator Warner to get rid of it in the Congress.
Yes,
but
sir.
It hasn't been gotten rid of. It's a felony for any officer or anyone that follows those orders. But, again, it's one of these laws where they just say, ignore it. Your comments for that, Bob.
Yes, sir.
You're in security.
Yes, sir.
Which is the town right outside Colorado Springs.
Yes, sir. They set up a buffer zone around the Broadmoor Hotel. They told some of the employees, and I have a niece that works over there at the Broadmoor Hotel, to not even come to work this week. And, you know, they'd have their own people, operating all the equipment and, taking care of all the guests.
NATO. Foreign troops in America running the security, running this stuff.
Yeah, they've got the whole area cordoned off. It's an upscale neighborhood. It's off base for the Fort Carson Army base here. So.
And by the way, they've had these type of drills all over the country, not just with NATO. They've had them all over Central Texas, South Texas, Iowa, Tennessee, Connecticut, mm-hmm. all over the country, Charlottesville, North Carolina. Over the years, I made films about it. I posted thousands of news articles about it. And it's just incrementally, and when you complain about having buildings blown up in your downtown city, they go, oh, you're a black helicopter kook. And you say, wait a minute, it's in the
yeah.
paper this happened.
Yeah.
I've got video of this happening, and you're still bad for being against it.
Yeah, well, they wrapped their meetings up, but they took one of the Russians up to the NORAD Cheyenne Mountain facility, the NORAD early warning area. So they even gave tours while
That's
they were
terrifying.
Here.
All right, sir. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Bob, comments, Frank Whalen.
Absolutely terrifying, Alex, the fact that that they think they can slide this by us. It's important for people to research these laws and bring it to their attention, demand that the local media address it honestly and fairly.
Well, look, it's not like it's our opinion. The Pentagon and the Bush administration and Clinton helped get rid of it. They're all together on this. Said, we're getting rid of Posse Comitatus. We're going to have troops in the factories, the schools, as, quote, a security force. Troops in America. The running man, folks. That's not a free society. Let's talk to Tammy in Colorado. Tammy, you're on the air with Alex Jones and Frank Whalen.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Lots of kudos to you. Yeah, I'm calling. I'm actually in Vail, and I'm originally from Leadville, which is way high up. And almost daily, I'm seeing helicopters in the sky, black helicopters. I'm seeing today we got sprayed. There's a grid of clouds that are man-made above
well,
my head right now.
By the way,
right
they
now.
Admit a year-long spraying's been going on in Oklahoma. Daily Oklahoma. They're just going to get used to planes spraying you every day.
Yeah, and I called the sheriff's department, and they tell me, oh, those are just regular contrails. They said, go outside and look for yourself. Those aren't regular contrails.
Well, I know this. growing up in Texas, you didn't see contrails at 3,000 feet. You do now every
yeah.
day.
Yeah. It's just, it's outrageous.
Since when did the atmosphere, change on Earth?
Yeah, and why doesn't anybody think this is weird? I've called the sheriff's department twice in the last 3 weeks, and they're just telling me, oh, don't worry about it. You know,
so what's the response?
What am I supposed to do?
Hey,
I don't
understand. Tammy, are people getting it that this is martial law when you've got foreign troops putting up control systems, setting up checkpoints?
You know, everybody I talk to up here is in dream world because, you know, everyone's on perpetual vacation up here in Vail. And, you know, no one believes me when I tell them. I say, go to InfoWars.com. Okay, sure. Yeah, you're a smart girl. Why do you believe that this stuff is happening?
Well, that was the response we got 5 years ago. That's the rarity now. Frank, you've seen a major wake-up, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely, Alex. You're too right on that. Over time, people start to hear these things, and then they get put in their subconscious, and then all of a sudden, they are watching that mainstream media.
And by the way,
Frank,
I wasn't leading you. You said this on your own show this morning. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
You started out doing this format, how many years ago? What's the response you've seen?
About 3 years ago, and I got the typical, that's the crazy show, and let's flip over and see what the crazy guy's talking about today. But as these things come out, as people hear that, and again, they file it away, and then something pops up, and they say, I've heard that before. Then all of a sudden, they start calling in and saying, I need more information.
On your show probably 5 times the last few months, and no one's called in to disagree with loaded phone lines.
Absolutely, for hours, Alex. Every phone line jammed completely, and people calling up to thank you for what you're doing, and thank me for having you and guests like you on the show.
Well, I mean, I'm not tooting our horn. My point is, we are deprogramming people.
Absolutely.
So the globalists can just keep trying it. Their time is short, and they know it. Tammy, anything else?
Yeah, I just have one more quick thing. I did go on to the patent for HARP, the U.S. patent on
Good
the
for
website,
you.
And I found in black and white, they said large amounts of barium have been proposed to be sprayed into the ionosphere.
Yeah, yeah, we've had Dr. Nick Begich, whose father was the congressman from the University of Alaska, on. He's read that patent. It's accessible to all. We've linked to it on the site. And they say we've got to spray barium salts into the sky to resonate with our powerful ground reflectors, ionizing the atmosphere with high amounts of electricity to manipulate things. And they say it's a thing to block radar, a thing to block satellites, whatever. The point is, they're doing it, folks.
Absolutely.
Good to hear from you, Tammy. Just a couple more calls from Colorado, then we're going to shift gears into, well, your child's a few pounds overweight. They're going to take them from you in Arkansas. Let's talk to John in Colorado. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I only have a few moments. I've got to get back out on the road. Yesterday and the day before, I work here at the hospital, I won't tell you which one, we had a power outage over a portion of it as to the what was the cause, unknown.
And you're in Colorado Springs?
That is correct.
Power outages at hospitals now. Go ahead.
The other one was at a healthcare facility. They have
had two separate power outages.
Well, no, this one here was kind of an odd one. They have your automatic door openers. Well, theirs wasn't functioning. This ties in with what you had started, what you were mentioning earlier is out of the article. And I told them, well, the door's locked. Well, the doors weren't locked. I mean, the lock itself was undone. It's just the door wasn't opening. This morning when I went back to this particular facility, they had a little note. And it says, the reason why our door didn't work is because of the needle. And I found that kind of interesting.
Was this an official note? Was this coming through your supervisors?
No. This was attached to the front door of their building.
Oh.
Okay, you could not gain access through this particular door. It was malfunctioning throughout the day.
And it just said because of NATO. The hospital.
Incredible.
Can't get
yeah,
the
see,
hospital.
That was the odd part, is they made a comment that it was due to the NATO security.
Sir, you need to call the newspaper. You need to tell them. You don't tell them your name. Just get down there. This is a major news story. Because we're getting calls about planes. We're getting calls about cell phones. We're getting all this stuff. And it's more than just garage door openers and door openers.
Right. Now, I'm a courier, so I'm throughout the town. I didn't see it isolated in any one location. I did see lights malfunctioning. They were spotty.
We heard traffic lights.
Yeah. Anyway, that was about it. I just thought I'd throw it out there for you.
Frank Whalen, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
This is amazing, isn't it?
It absolutely is, Alex. And this is, again, people are passive on the majority of them. Obviously, your listeners are different. My listeners are different. But people want explanations rather than investigations. And why is no one referencing the numerous power outages all over the world? Czech Republic, United States, Canada, Italy, Mexico, Great Britain, and more.
Greece.
Greece. Absolutely.
And there's a disinfo deal that it's Al-Qaeda, yeah, from the cave. No, folks, they're doing this to train you to have the perceived need that there's not enough power, so you'll accept higher power prices.
Absolutely. And where is that money being funneled? That's what I'm curious about.
Well, I mean, it's like Arnold meeting with the Enron people trying to keep the scam going, and then he's saying, I'll clean the house.
The interesting thing about the Enron situation, Alex, you remember the story, is that the Enron emails that they sent out said only principals were invited. 45 were invited. I think 11 showed up. Why is Arnold, an actor, an action star with a bad accent, and crazy eyes, why is he a principal?
I'm worth $800 million. I get special deals.
Yeah.
Incredible. Yeah.
Is something else.
Let's go back to calls here. Let's go back to Michael in Colorado. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex Jones. Good day. I thought it was interesting that NATO was right at the foothills of NORAD. Also,
well, that's the point. We have a foreign power, a foreign private corporation, NATO, running security in neighborhoods, police nowhere to be seen, the military stopping people on civilian USA ground, and you've got everything going haywire with NATO taking control of the airwaves, basically.
I used to go shooting in the foothills of the mountains out here, and I've noticed lately that ATF goes up there and takes pictures of people shooting in a designated target shooting area.
Yeah, that's it. Ooh, we got evil gun owners going to a shooting range. How dare them?
Another thing. This is our news agency announced the other day not to be alarmed if there was a lot of smoke in the air. They said it was going to have three controlled burns. And what we noticed the day before yesterday was an orange glaze in the air.
Now wait a minute. Can people email me at tips@infowars.com? You're telling me they said be prepared for smoke in the air.
They said there were three controlled burns. They were rather large controlled burns.
Wow.
And we did have kind of like an orange glaze in the air yesterday. Correction, day before yesterday.
Well, see, they need to have a barium salt mixture with their antenna farms to control the atmosphere and to jam out radar, to jam out satellites. I mean, this is patented, folks, and that fits right in with what you're saying.
You say for people to contact our media is completely glazed over here. And
but I'm saying, send me those articles or those pieces.
As far as the people here, people walking around these days too.
Well, not if you tell them to tune into the show. We'll hopefully deprogram them. Thank you, Michael. Last call for now, because I want to get into some other subject with Frank. John in Colorado, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. Yeah. What I've noticed here is on A Street, off of A Street in Colorado Springs, as you go up, there's a stadium called Penrose Stadium, and they've had all sorts of military people there with the dogs out as I take my dog to Dog Walk Park. And there's buses there. They go there to get screened. Then they go up to the Broadmoor. Because it's packed and there's no event there, and when you see that much military and
sir, this is an admitted national takeover grid, and the real government's run out of Colorado. Everybody knows that, and now you got foreign troops with our troops, a big drill of how to hand control of our government over to NATO. It's happening. This is a drill for the takeover of America. That's not Alex Jones. That's AP, and that's the Australian.
And see, there's I think it's Lake Avenue, where there's a lot of rich people that live on that going to Broadmoor. They evacuated all those people out. This was on TV.
Wow. They evacuated them for NATO?
All the people that lived on Lake Avenue, this was on NBC, ABC, CBS's affiliates, they were all put up in other hotels, and they were told they had to go.
Martial law drill, folks. You're hearing it.
But it's for their own safety, you understand.
Sir, I need everybody to email me the local news scripts off ABC, CBS, NBC to tips@infowars.com. Hey, hold on. We'll create a section on this so folks can read the stories and make up their own mind.
Alex, when I called the NBC affiliate and spoke to the news director, I believe it was either Leslie or Elaine, and told her what I had seen at Penrose Stadium, she said, were there any black helicopters there?
Wow.
So, see, as I said in my films, in the Bohemian Grove film, I said it's a preconditioning. When troops appear, when checkpoints appear, before all this happened, they said black helicopter people believe troops are coming, and then that's the code word for you're insane. It's like the body snatchers. You're not feeling well. Lay down next to the pod.
I know. Take your pill.
Well, we've got one that can see. It's like they live. We got one that can see.
I know, and it's just like the other caller. 98% of the people here could care less because they're in such debt to the banks.
Well, there's no telling what they're doing with those frequency transmitters. DARPA in the Boston Globe 3 months ago, and this is in my article, DARPA Engineering the Beast System, 2.5 months ago, it's on Infowars.com with a hyperlink to the Boston Globe. They said they're going to, quote, put up towers that are at a frequency for mind control. Boston Globe. There's no telling what you're under right now. And you tell me that they got people evacuating, shutting things down, smoke in the sky, electronics not working, troops setting up checkpoints, and you call and complain about it. And what did she say to you?
Were there black helicopters there? I know. It's sad. Can you hold me over? I got one other thing to say.
Sure. And Frank Whalen, can we hold you over with Frank Morales in the next hour to talk more about this?
I would love that, Al.
Man, folks, this is amazing. You see how it works. And when you see all this happening, you're weird if you don't like it.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hi, my name is Donald from TheGoldenAnswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. TheGoldenAnswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com
or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
They've had top off one, top off two, top off three in Denver, where they practice with the Army and the police unannounced. They'll say a month before, oh, we're going to have an unannounced terror attack. Then they kind of start the drill, and people think it's a terror attack. Then in the middle of the drill, they say, oh, it's just a drill. I had a city councilwoman on from Denver. She was telling me how great it was. They had plans to round people up, put them in sports stadiums, fly them out of Denver International Airport, forced inoculations, everything. And then they have deals to bring in Mexican and Canadian troops. The main base of this, of course, is going to be in Colorado for the Joint Forces Command. This is all mainstream news, folks. It's all right out of AP Reuters. Rocky Mountain News. Remember the Rocky Mountain News? The Army, quote, has mass graves and incinerators. Remember that? That's in our concentration camp section of PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, I didn't write it. Okay, the Rocky Mountain News did. But you call the news and you go, hey, you know, there's smoke in the sky. Electronics aren't working. They're kicking everybody out of their houses. They're taking over the sports stadium. What's going on? And I bet there's black helicopters, too. But you better believe that in a town like that, with that much control right in the heart of the New World Order, that the people at those stations are working for the other side. Usually they're just useful idiots following orders who just think that, you know, the consultants tell them what to do. But in a place like L.A. or New York or D.C. or in Colorado and certain key areas, they're under the globalist control. And Frank Whalen's going to stay with us with Frank Morales, who's on this subject, by the way, a posse comitatus in the New World Order and the military takeover and the law being changed or trying to change it this week or next week. Is just incredible. But going back, who were we talking to in Colorado? I guess
John.
Yeah, John in Colorado.
Yeah,
so, sir, tell us. You called the local news. What did you say to him? What did they say to you?
Well, I brought up the fact that I thought it was rather weird that they were having the big NATO meeting over at the Broadmoor, yet they had to be screened at Penrose Stadium. And why wasn't that on the news broadcast?
And with the buses and the rest of it, which our police have been training in, by the way, for mass roundups in Austin.
And she was just quiet, and then she asked me what I thought, and I said, well, you know, New World Order stuff, and that's when she pretty much said, do you, was there any black helicopters?
Well, folks, let's understand this. Yeah, were there any black helicopters? Let's understand this. Black helicopters are admitted of special forces and shadow government. That's History Channel, Discovery Channel. We have this going on. A foreign military force is there taking control of the city, parts of it, and you call about it and you're weird. See, this is how they try to neutralize you politically, is to say you're crazy because you're asking questions. That's how they try to neutralize you.
Well, it's not that they won't neutralize me, but you can't free a slave who's happy in their bondage. I'll just put it to you that way.
Okay, I got to let you go. Got to let you go, John. Thanks. Frank Whalen, stay with us, okay?
Absolutely.
Let me just take a minute out here. This is how we fund this operation and tell folks, if you want to see what they got planned for you and your family, the troops saying they're trying to put you in camps, okay, then you need to get Police State 2000 and the takeover. You want to see video of them up close, foreign troops, our troops, saying it out of their mouths, New World Order this, New World Order that, then, and black helicopters burning buildings, foreign troops running around screaming in Texas, mainstream news articles and video, machine guns stuff blowing up, police chiefs throwing them out, San Antonio police chief who I interviewed after the attack, firing into restaurants and people eating with real machine gun bullets. You need to get Police State 2000. You need to get the takeover. Do not wait. Order these videos. Get Road to Tyranny. It's got even more. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Do not wait. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order right now, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And take Colorado Springs. People aren't listening to you now. Get Police State 2000. Make 100 copies. See what happens with that. 1-888-253-3139. The Republic needs your help now. The Republic needs you to warn people of the foreign takeover. They're getting rid of posse comitatus. They're signed deals to bring in foreign troops. It is public. 1-888-253-3139 or Infowars.com to order. Frank, stay right there. We'll come back with you and get some of your comments on this. Take more calls, then go as well to Frank Morales.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration.